You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Hey, and after a little bit of an absence, I've got talking to Steve on the line. How's it going, Steve?
Yeah, I'm going well. I just hope that the man I'm talking to is feeling a lot better.
Yeah, I am going better, but doing this on Thursday afternoon, I should say, we just had an outside broadcast for NAIDOC Week celebrations, and my voice is a bit scratchy. My voice is still struggling, but I'm feeling better, but my voice isn't.
No, well, that's good, because I'll do most of the talking again, which I suppose I don't normally do anyway.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, but we'll get there.
Okay, that's good.
Who have we got this week?
Well, Josh, we have got someone who's not British, not American, not Australian.
Well, it narrows it down to probably most of the world, but yeah.
How about we try Europe?
Europe, okay. France?
I'll give it away by, as soon as I mention this particular word, kaftan.
Is it Demis Russo?
Yeah, Demis Russo. There you go. You see, I told you.
Well, it helps when you tell me before we go to air. But anyway.
Come on, don't steal my thunder on that one. Thanks very much for that.
No, that's good.
But I think if I'd have mentioned that word at the introduction, I think most people who lived in that era or a bit later would have recognised that that's who it was. Anyway, away we go. Now, he was born on the 15th of June, 1946. In Alexandria, Egypt, to George Roussos and Olga, although it has in another reference that the woman's name is Nellie, so I'm not quite sure which one's correct, but I thought I'd use both. Now, his father was of Greek extraction. He was a civil engineer with a construction company, but he also was a classical guitarist, and his mother was of Egyptian and Italian heritage, so there's a fair combination of languages and nationalities and background there. Now, early on, with his vocal abilities recognised, he became a soloist with the Greek Orthodox Church in Alexandria in Egypt, and he also learned the guitar and the trumpet. Now, the city's cosmopolitan atmosphere was fairly responsible for his love of jazz and also traditional Arab and Greek Orthodox music, so there's a wide variety involved there. Now, following the Suez Canal crisis way back in the 50s, in which Israel, UK and France tried to take control of the Suez Canal from Egypt, which they were unsuccessful at, the family decided to move to Athens in 1961 to escape any sort of persecution and hardship. Now, taking up bass guitar and singing in a series of pop groups, including the Idols, and a group called We Five, not the one that we know that sang You're On My Mind, just a different one. He met up with a fellow which you referred to previously, Josh, Evangelos Papanasiou. I hope I pronounced that somewhere near correctly.
Well, I think you have.
Otherwise known as Vangelis, so I think we'll stick with that.
Genius. Evangelist.
Yeah, and I know you did a spiel on him a few weeks ago, so I thought that this was quite a relevant person to do. Now, he joined up with this evangelist and a drummer called Lucas Sedaris, and they formed a group called Aphrodite's Child in 1967. Now, they set out for London, where everything was happening, to break into the international music scene, but they were turned back at Dover due to visa problems, but ended up in Paris, where they successfully auditioned and signed a recording contract with Philips Records. Now, in 1968, after recording sessions had been delayed by a general strike in Europe, so it took them a fair while to get going, a song called Rain and Tears, which was composed by Evangelos, was released throughout Europe, where although it was only a minor hit in Britain, it created a sensation in many other countries. Now, I listened to the song. I found it okay, but nothing startling, but to each their own, as I always say. Now, they had more hit singles in continental Europe, but Evangelos had the ambition to create film music, and eventually this caused the group to split up. Roussos and Evangelos occasionally collaborate, and one song later on called Race to the End, which was actually a vocal version of Evangelos' theme from Chariots of Fire.
That's interesting. I've got to go listen to that because I didn't know they did that.
No, it was news to me until I read it too, and I've actually listened to the song two or three times, and it's a pretty good song. Actually, I'm going to request that you play it later on, Josh.
Will do.
The lyrics were by a fellow called John Anderson of a progressive rock group called Yes.
Yes, yes, I know them, and he was in...
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you know him. I have no idea. I haven't actually looked
no,
this up.
No, my Uncle Gary will be very angry if I don't know who Yes are.
All right, okay. We got to keep the family. Please, Josh. he was also on Vangelis' sound. This will be interesting to you, Josh. I dare say he was also on Vangelis' soundtrack to Blade Runner.
Ah, yeah.
The particular songs or mentioned were Tales of the Future, Damask Rose, Tappy's Snake Bit Bar, and On the Trail of Nexus 6.
Yeah,
having watched Blade Runner, that's double Dutch to me.
They're just in the background of the bar scenes and certain moments in the film. But you should watch Blade Runner. It's an amazing film.
Yeah, it has been my intention to catch up with it at some stage, but I haven't yet. So.
No, I understand, because I've got about a million movies I've got to watch one day, and believe me, there's a lot on my list.
Right, okay. Well, that's interesting that he was involved a fair bit with Vangelis back in those earlier days anyway. Now, his solo career began with a song called We Shall Dance. That was an okay song, which I listened to also. And that was in 1971, and that was taken from an album called Fire and Ice. Now, this song was top 10 in the Netherlands and Belgium, but again, he was unsuccessful in the UK. And he toured Europe in 1972, then South America in 1973, and that's when his solo career really took off in the mid-70s, and he had several hit albums and often recording English-written songs into French, German, Spanish, and even on one occasion in Japanese. So multilingual, being a multilinguist, very helpful, I would dare say. Now, a couple of the songs that we do know, which were quite successful in Australia, but I was unable to find exactly where they were, but these were songs definitely known to me. Forever and Ever, which was his first big song here, was a widespread top 10 single throughout Europe in 1973, and actually became a number one hit in the UK in 1976, so he finally broke through there. Now, after this initial success, appearing on British TV with, strangely enough, Nana Mascura, which is probably fairly logical, and also on the Basil Brush Children's Show.
Oh, really?
Are you familiar with the Basil Brush Children's Show, John?
I know of it. I don't think I've watched the episode, but I know what it is, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Now, the follow-up song, My Friend the Wind, which is, I think, a song people are probably more familiar with, was very big in Europe also, and although it wasn't mentioned, I'm sure it did quite well in Australia also. And I might add here that quite a great visual image is of Bert Newton actually took Demis up on Melbourne Tonight, or the Don Lane Show, I think it was, back then, and did a fantastic impersonation of Demis Roussos coming out in the caftan and the beard and all that. So if you find anything on YouTube about it, it's quite good. I quite enjoyed it. Now, he released some other singles which were big in Europe, but nowhere else. It seemed to be that Europe was his big go. But one of the big songs that he did have was a song called Lost in Love in 1980. Now, this was an Air Supply cover, and this was he sang this with a Florence Warner, who I'm not familiar with, and that's quite a good song also. Now, he had gold records for his Christmas album and greatest hits in France, Belgium and Netherlands albums, where they all achieved gold record status. So he was very, very popular in that part of Europe. Now, one issue that he did have, which was a problem, was his weight. And he actually ballooned to 150 kilos at one stage, and he decided that he would go on a diet. And he actually lost 50 kilos in 10 months. And in 1982, he wrote a book about it, which was called A Question of Weight. I think later on, I don't think he was overly successful in keeping the... I think he might have kept the weight down well under 150 kilos, but I think he might have ballooned again later on. Another interesting thing that happened to him, in 1985, he was on a plane from Athens to Rome. That turned out to be hijacked.
Oh.
By Hezbollah terrorists and got blown to Beirut.
Ooh.
Now, he was pretty lucky, because most of the passengers were held hostage for 17 days, but he and other Greek citizens on board were released after 5 days. So he was quite fortunate to get out of that one, I would have thought.
Yeah, a bit scary.
Now, in 1993, he released Morning Has Broken, which of course is Cat Stevens or Yusuf Islam's great song.
Yep.
Now, he released the cover of Morning Has Broken, and that was widely acclaimed, and it's quite a nice version of the song. And he continued to tour. He even went to places like Russia and the UAE in the early 2000s. But his voice, unfortunately, was said to have changed from a trilling, as I quote, trilling vibrato to, I quote, a husky and at times guttural whisper. So that was an over-flattering description of his voice, I must say. Now, in 2009, he recorded his final album, aptly named Demas, or Demas, as you pronounce it. And a month before his passing, he selected the tracks for an official CD compilation of his wife's work, which he called Demas Roussos Collected. And that was released in March 2015 and actually included notes by his two children from two separate marriages, Emily and Cyril. Now, he sold, overall in his lifetime, he sold 60 million albums, fantastic amount of albums sold there. Got married four times. Now, I've got listed the names were Monique, to which he had a daughter, with which he had a daughter, Emily, and the Dominique, which he had a son, Cyril. And then I thought this was a very unusual name. Pamela Smith, he married a Pamela Smith and also a Marie, who I didn't have a surname for her. Now, and he listed Mozart and Sting, interestingly enough, as his favourite composers.
Sting, that's interesting.
Yeah, quite unusual, I would have thought. And now he passed away, unfortunately, on the 25th of January 2015. As I said, those tracks were, final albums were released in March 2015, a couple of months after his passing. Now he passed on that date from stomach, pancreatic and liver cancer in Athens. Unfortunately, he got the whole box and dice by the look of it. Very unfortunate. Mm. Now, I've written down here, a unique voice, a sensation in Europe, but not overly successful elsewhere, Demas Roussos. Now, my song choices, Josh, I think I'll mention the first couple, and which most people will know will be Forever and Ever and My Friend the Winds. I'll have one of those to start off with, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, how about My Friend the Wind?
That sounds good to me.
Here it is. Yeah, nice song, and good to see you choose someone who's perhaps not American or English or Australian.
I thought based on your talk about Vangelis that he was one of the persons that came to mind, because I didn't know he had some sort of connection with him. I wasn't overly sure about how much of it. So it turned out that was quite a different person to have for a change, and just spearing off the traditional tracks for 1 week, I thought it was probably a good idea.
Yeah, I should point out Vangelis passing away not so long ago. That's why I was talking about him, unfortunately. But he was a genius, and Demas Roussos is pretty good as well.
That's right. Now, the other two songs I've chosen, which is probably not familiar to a lot of people, Race to the End, which is the lyrical version of the Chariots of Fire.
I'm looking forward to hearing this one. I didn't know it existed.
No. I always like to have put words to that song, I must admit, but yes, I think it's quite a good song. And the other one I've picked out is Lost in Love.
Awesome. So, look forward to hearing them. But anything else?
No, that's it for this week. We're resorting to one of the Norm next week, I think, I'm not quite sure who it's going to be. Fair chance it might be an Australian artist, I think.
Well, hopefully I'll have my voice back to join you next week.
Well, it's one of the people I'm thinking about. He's the one I pick next week. He had quite an interesting voice, Josh, so
ooh,
I may do him.
An Australian?
Well, yes, but I'm not saying any more.
Well, I was thinking of the John Farnham song, You're the Voice, but somehow I don't think it'll be him.
No, I definitely won't be doing someone as well known as that. I'm trying to keep the person who was known, but perhaps not overly famous.
Now, as I like you doing, it's good to give some lesser-known artists some spotlight.
I like to keep it interesting if we can.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Good to talk to you again.
All right. Well, I hope your voice gets better, and I hope all the listeners have avoided the dreaded lurgy, but if they do get it, I hope they recover quickly.
Yeah, as I keep pointing out in Shepparton, if you are listening, please take care, because it seems like half the town has COVID or cold or something at the moment, so please take care.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm trying to keep out of mischief here, so hopefully I can avoid it for another week or so.
Yeah, I know I like to see you, but maybe avoid Shepparton for a few weeks.
I'll certainly do that.
Yeah, but thanks, Steve.
All the best to you and the listeners, and I hope everybody has a good week, and I look forward to catching up again next week, Josh.
Yeah, take care, Steve. All the best.
Yeah, have a good one. See ya.
See ya.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.